Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. We've got a lot to get through today after our deep dive last episode. I'm trying to keep each item brief today, trying being the operative word. Anyway, I think you'll get a kick out of this one. Quick shout out to our Tier 3 patrons, Peter Park, Shay Meehan, and Nathan Stankowski, as well as all our other patrons. You keep us all informed and engaged. If any of you out there want to join these advocates of humanity first and independent journalism, head on over to patreon.com/yangdaily. It would only take a couple of bucks a month from each listener to keep this podcast and community going and growing into the future. Now on to the news. You've probably heard that a fuel pipeline in the southeast has been shut down by ransomware hackers, or else you may have noticed the effect, which is gas prices rising and increasing demand. The news, more than anything, triggered a run on gas as consumers panic buy. We're still recovering from the great toilet paper drought of 2020, and now this? Governments are, of course, asking that people take no more than they need. It does make for a great time to own an electric vehicle, though. A recent Data for Progress poll found that 57% of respondents want more pandemic relief passed immediately. Up to 61% even support a $10 trillion package of traditional physical and social infrastructure spending. Support for spending is highest among Democrats and the youth. Direct cash relief was unfortunately not included in the poll, but it's clear that old myths about the deficit are fraying and people are realizing that the federal government can spend on worthwhile projects without the sky falling. Mayor Baraka has announced the launch of Newark's Basic Income Project. It will begin with 30 recipients before scaling to 400 in the fall of 2021, lasting for 2 years. Participants will get either $6,000 per year or have the same sum split into biweekly payments. Qualifications to participate are at least 18 years old, resident of Newark, and possess income at or below 200% of the federal poverty line. Thank you for advancing basic income, Mayor Baraka. Give him some positive feedback, gang. We also get to welcome Mayor Lovely Warren of Rochester, New York, to Mayors for AGI. Welcome to the family. In the UK, we have a new petition for UBI, this one focusing on mental health benefits. You don't have to be from the UK to sign it. Take a minute to follow the link below and add your name. In New York City, Yang is coming under renewed attack on social media after he tweeted a denouncement of Hamas attacks on Israeli citizens as terrorism and expressed support for those suffering. It shouldn't be a controversial position to oppose terrorism, but unfortunately, many people invested in this conflict and in the mayoral race seek the worst possible interpretation and are predictably misconstruing the statement as an endorsement of everything Israel has ever done and a condemnation of everyone in Palestine, rather than just a condemnation of a terrorist attack on civilians. It's the classic toxicity promoted by simple-minded people who wish to turn a gray world into good and evil, or exploit those people with propaganda. It also never ceases to amaze me how so many people think that a politician's opinion on a foreign conflict which has nothing to do with the office they're running for is more important than actual relevant policy. Nor does it cease to amaze how some will discard and attack reality in order for their political ideology to prevail. This is why we can't have nice things. Quite a few big names have come out to endorse Yang recently. We've got Senator Cooney, Councilmember Vanessa Gibson, the owners of Schnipper Restaurants, and Representative Grace Ming, who will also become a co-chair of the campaign. Welcome aboard all. And finally, the New York Times quizzed the mayoral candidates on some facts yesterday, and the results of one question in particular are incredible on so many levels. The question was for the median price of a home, houses and apartments combined, in Brooklyn. Only one of the 8 candidates asked this got it right, but more astounding is just how far off some of the answers were. Sean Donovan, former housing secretary under Obama, guessed $100,000. The correct answer is $900,000. What freaking year is this guy living in? It would be a struggle to find any area in the United States with a median home price as low as $100,000 today, much less New York City. Again, this guy was in charge of national housing policy, and he can't even remotely ballpark housing prices in the city he is asking to lead. Once again, this is why we can't have nice things, because the people in charge have no clue. probably because they got elected for their position on crap like the Israel-Palestine conflict instead of what they will actually be in charge of. Incredibly, Ray McGuire guessed even lower than Donovan at $80,000 to $90,000. Maya Wiley, on the other hand, went as far in the opposite direction to $1.8 million. Garcia and Stringer were the only two besides Yang to be within $100,000 of correct. And want to guess the only candidate who got the answer exactly? Of course, it was the candidate whose opposition most commonly attacks him for not knowing New York, Andrew Yang, which goes to show just how much truth those attacks hold. About time we stop electing people on irrelevant issues or having held a related job and start electing based on merit, don't you think? And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Bookmark and share the stimulus poll, the Newark basic income, Warren joining mayors for a guaranteed income, the UK petition, and the mayoral interview results. Flood Congress with calls, tweets, faxes, and letters using the Resist Bot or Income Movement easy contacts below. If you need help, consult Humanity Forward, the Income Movement Aid Database, the Mission Asset Fund, or United Way. And don't forget to Yang Daily.